I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. There are a lot of anglers that are sitting there just waiting for the ice to go out on the lake so they can get out there and do some crappie fishing. They'll usually head up into those backwater bays that they had such good luck on last year. But do you remember? You might not have had such good luck right after ice out, and I'll tell you why, but first...
It's the final days of the Spring Yard Prep Event at Fleet Farm. Find great deals on everything you need to bring your yard back to life. Choose from top brands like Husqvarna and Miracle-Gro as you get your yard ready with lawn care equipment and fertilizers. And don't miss this special deal. When you buy 3 bags of Scott's Triple Shred Mulch, you get 3 free. Hurry in during the final days of the Spring Yard Prep Event at Fleet Farm.
We always want to head right into those shallow back bays right after the ice goes out to chase those big crappies. But they're not always there. Where are they? Well, they're migrating out of those deeper holes where they were sitting right before the ice went out. And they're migrating towards that shallow backwater bay. But they're not there yet because the forage isn't there yet. It's got to warm up some more. The forage moves in. The crappies come in right behind them. But they are moving, and they're on their way there. The best place to find them is on a steep drop-off right near where that mouth of the bay is. And those fish will be suspended there. You got to get over the top of them with your boat and vertical jig. You'll drop a minnow on a small hook right down into those fish that are suspended in that deeper water just waiting to go up into that back bay. You'll catch them there, but you're not going to catch them in the bay. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.